हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम टू आवर इवनिंग ऑफ वैष्णव भजन्स। वी सिंग अ फ्यू भजन्स विच आर क्वाइट पॉपुलर एंड ऑल्सो विच आर वेरी मीनिंगफुल एंड इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉर अस। The first bhajan we'll sing is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. It's from his collection of songs called Prarthana. And it is a glorification of Sri Vrindavan Dham. As we know, Vrindavan Dham is Krishna's own abode. It's Krishna's home, but it is very hard for us to see and understand real Vrindavan Dham when the mobile phones ring especially. So please disconnect your mobile phones, switch them off. Don't even keep them on silent, just switch them off. Switch off from the outside world at least for a while. Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. One may be in Vrindavan but not be in Vrindavan, and one may be in Melbourne and still be in Vrindavan. One cannot understand Krishna's abode, Vrindavan, with blunt material senses, just as we cannot understand anything about Krishna with blunt material senses. It's only by the serving spirit, by faith and devotion, and seeing through the eyes of the great acharyas that we can understand what Vrindavan is all about. When you visit Vrindavan, you will see crowded streets, monkeys and dogs, rickshaw pullers, pollution, crowds, and many, many such things, perhaps heat and cold, dust. So we may wonder, well, is this the holy place? Is this really Lord Krishna's home? But let us not be distracted by the external appearance of Vrindavan. The real Vrindavan requires spiritual vision. Krishna lives eternally in Vrindavan. And the Vrindavan in which Krishna lives eternally, the Goloka Vrindavan, is being described partly in this song. So I'll read the translation. Beautiful Vrindavan is filled with Chintamani gems and many jewel places and temples. Many regal swans play in the waters of Yamuna, and in those waters a splendid golden lotus flower grows. In the middle of that lotus is a golden place surrounded by 8 petals. Of these 8 petals, the 8 principal gopis reside, and in the center, Lord Shyamasundara and beautiful Srimati Radharani sit on a jewel throne, I think. The great beauty of the divine couple and their charming joking and laughter continually showers nectar everywhere. Narottam Das says, I pray that these blissful, eternal, transcendental pastimes of the divine couple may always be manifest in my heart.
Vrindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Ratana Mandira Mano
Sri Krishna.
आवृत कालंद मेरे राजहंस के लिए साहे शोभे कनक कमल आवृत कालंद मेरे राजहंस के लिए कोरे साहे शोभे कनक कमल
Thank you.
ವೃಂದಾವನ ರಮ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನ ದಿವ್ಯ ಚಿಂತಾಮಣಿ ಧಾಮ ರತನ ಮಂದಿರ ಮನೋಹರ Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is Narottam Das Thakur's realization or vision of Vrindavan Dham as it is. When we go to Vrindavan, we don't see the Chintamani gems, we don't see jewel places and temples, we hardly see any regal swans playing, neither do we see in the middle of a lotus a golden place surrounded by 8 petals. Neither do we see their lordships, Radha, Shyam, Sundar, performing their pastimes. But all these things are happening, have been happening, and will continue to happen eternally in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not a place of passivity. It is a place of activity, of wonderful loving pastimes between Krishna and his associates. There is no difference between the Vrindavan that we see in the material world that has manifested here and the Vrindavan in the spiritual world. It is merely that we do not have the eyes to see and understand this Vrindavan. So through the eyes of the great Acharyas, the pure devotees like Narottam Das Thakur and others, like Brahma himself too, we can understand what Vrindavan really is. And we can set our internal sights on that Vrindavan, which is our ultimate goal, our ultimate destination. And for us, simply by following Srila Prabhupada's instructions, chanting the holy names of the Lord with faith and attention, performing our sadhana and services and preaching regularly, consistently, Sri Vrindavan Dham will reveal its mercy upon us. The next song we will sing is a song by a famous Vaishnava poet also. His name is Jayadev Goswami. I'm sure you've all heard his name. A very, very famous poet. He lived in Orissa. He was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. There are many, many wonderful things to be said about Jayadev Goswami, but today is not the day for that. We'll glorify Jayadev Goswami and his worshipable Lord by chanting this song, which is from his magnum opus, from his most famous work, Gita Govinda. Generally, the Gita Govinda is such an advanced text that practically speaking, we are all prohibited from reading it because we would most certainly misunderstand it. But there are certain songs which we do sing in our society of devotees, which are all right for us. Like, for example, the Dashavatara Stotra, the song about the 10 chief incarnations of the Lord. Another song which is sung many times in our society is this song, which is called Mangala Geetam, popularly called Shrita Kamala. And I will read the translation. The speciality of Jayadev Goswami is that not only are his poems and songs filled with devotion, but the poems are also written with such simplicity, and the words and that his choice of words are very simple and melodious. So I'll read the translation first. Glories to Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is bedecked with jeweled earrings and a garland of forest flowers, and whose feet are marked with a lotus. The Lord's face shines like the whirl of the sun. He removes the miseries of his devotees and is a resting place of the minds of the swan-like sages. Glories, glories to Lord Sri Hari. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who destroyed the demoniac Kaliya serpent. O Lord, you are the beloved of all living entities and the sun in the galaxy of the Yadu dynasty. Glories, glories to Lord Sri Hari. O Lord, destroyer of the demons Madhu, Mura and Naraka. Seated on Garuda, you are the source of joy for the demigods. All glories to Hari. O Lord, your eyes are like lotus petals, and you destroy the bondage of the material world. You are the maintainer of the three worlds. Glories to Lord Hari. O Lord, as the gem of the sons of Janaka, you were victorious over all the asuras. And you smash the greatest asura, the 10-headed Ravana. Glories to Lord Hari. Actually, I think this is a wrong translation slightly. Number 6 is, this is somebody else's translation. Janaka Suta Krita Bhushana. Suta refers to, it's feminine, so it refers to the daughter of Janaka, with Sita. And who was the ornament, Sita Devi was the ornament for Ram, like that, so it's not. But anyway. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who held the Govardhan Hill, your complexion is like a fresh monsoon cloud. And Sri Radharani is like a chakor bird who is nourished by drinking the light of your moon-like face. Glories, glories to Lord Hari. O Lord, I offer my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Please bless me by your limitless mercy. Glories, glories to Lord Sri Hari. The poet Sri Jayadev offers this song of devotion and shining good fortune to thee. all glories to Lord Sri Hari. There are different melodies in which this is sung. The one that is commonly sung within our society, I'll sing that first. And maybe let's see, we can sing the other melody afterwards. We'll see.
Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala He Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala He Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala He Dhrita Kundalaye Dhrita Kundala Kalita Lalita Vanamala 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 Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Dina Mani Mandala Mandana He Bhava Khandana He Bhava Khandana Muni Jana Manasa Hamsa Bhava Khandana Muni Jana Manasa Hamsa Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Kaliya Vishadhara Kanjana He Kaliya Vishadhara kanjana he janaranjana he janaranjana yadukula nalina dinesha janaranjana yadukula nalina dinesha jaya jaya deva hare jaya jaya deva hare jaya jaya deva hare jaya jaya deva hare madhumur narak vinashana he madhumur narak vinashana he garudasana he garudasana surakula keli nidana garudasana surakula keli nidana jaya jaya deva hare jaya jaya deva hare jaya jaya deva hare jaya jaya deva hare
jaya jaya deva hare jaya jaya deva hare
amala kamala dana lochana he amala kamala dana lochana he bhava mochana he bhavamochana tribhuvana bhuvana nidhana bhavamochana tribhuvana bhuvana nidhana
bhavamochana
Jayate Bahare Jaya Jayate Bahare
Jaya Jayate Bahare Jaya Jayate Bahare
Jaya Jayate Bahare Jaya Jayate Bahare
Jaya Jayate Bahare Jaya Jayate Bahare
जनक सुता कृत भूषण हे
जनक सुता भूषण
हे जनक सुता कृत भूषण हे
जनक सुता भूषण हे
जित दूषण जित दूषण समर शमित दश कंठ दूषण समर शमित दश कंठ जय जयते बहरे जय जयते बहरे
जय
जयते बहरे जय जयते बहरे अभिनव जल घन सुंदर हे अभिनव जल घन सुंदर हे धृत मंत्र हे धृत मंत्र श्री मुख चंद्र चकोर मंदर श्री मुख चंद्र चकोर जय जयते बहरे जय जयते बहरे जय जयते बहरे जय जयते बहरे तव चरणं प्रणाम तव चरणं प्रणतावयमहे इति भावये इति भावय गुरु कुशलं प्रणतेषु इति भावय गुरु कुशलं प्रणतेषु जय जय देव हरे जय जय देव हरे जय जय देव हरे जय जय देव हरे श्री जय देव कबेरिदं हे श्री जय देव कबेरिदं हे गुरु से मोदं हे गुरु से मोदं मंगलमोज्जल गीतं गुरु से मोदं मंगलमोज्जल गीतं जय जय देव हरे 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 जय जय देव हरे
श्री मंगल गीतम की
जय।
Maybe I can sing another melody, but one time, each line, so just so that you know. This song is, this melody is generally popular in some parts of Braj, in Vrindavan. They sing this melody. Shri
श्रितकमला कुचमण्डल हे धृतकुण्डल हे कलितवनमाला जय जय देव हरे मणि मण्डल मण्डन हे भव खण्डन हे मुनि जन मानस हंस जय जय देव हरे मुनि जन मानस हंस जय जय देव हरे कालिय विषधर गञ्जनाये जनरञ्जनाये यदुकुल नवीन दिनेश जय जय देव हरे यदुकुल नवीन दिनेश जय जय देव हरे मधु मुर नर कवि नाशन हे गरुडासन हे सुरकुल केलि निदान जय जय देव हरे जय जय देव हरे अमल कमल गल लोचन हे भव मोचन हे त्रिभुवन भुवन निधान जय जय देव हरे जनक सुता कृत भूषण हे चित दूषण हे समरस मित दशकंद जय जय देव हरे नवजल कर सुन्दर हे कृत मन्दर हे श्रीमुख चन्द्र चकोर जय जय देव हरे तव चरणं प्रणतावयं हे इति भावय हे गुरुकुशलं प्रणतेषु जय जय देव हरे श्री जय देव कवे गंगे गुरु थे मुदमे Mangala Ujjwala Gitam Jaya Jaya Deva Hare
Mangala Ujjwala Gitam Jaya Jaya Deva Hare
Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I think we'll sing now one about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot understand Radha and Krishna, neither can we understand Vrindavan Dham. So the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most important. We'll sing a bhajan now by an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a great devotee called Vasudev Ghosh. The bhajan is in Bengali. And you may have heard this, it's also a very popular song in our movement. And those who want Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy should sing this. If anybody doesn't want Mahaprabhu's mercy, then you need not sing. It's okay. In this day and age of Kali Yuga, we are all helplessly dependent on the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gaurang tumi more dayana chari
Rakhiyo charane
more apnara bole Vasudeva Kosha Hare Charana Sakira Vasudeva Kosha Hare Charana Sakira Hare Rama
Gauranga, please do not neglect to show me your mercy. Making me your own very property, kindly keep me situated at the reddish soles of your feet. With the intention of attaining your feet, I have utterly renounced everything. Now I have taken full shelter of your soothing lotus feet. Whether I am related to this family lineage or that family lineage, I have completely abandoned them all. I beg you to mercifully keep me by your feet, calling me your own. Vasudev Ghosh says, since I have tightly grasped hold of your feet, please keep me here by always bestowing their soothing shade. So this is the spirit in which one must take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna combined. It is only by His mercy that we can understand in this day and age what pure devotional service is, and in particular we can understand the love of Vrindavan, which is something very, very rare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself, but he has come in the guise of his own devotee to teach us how to love him in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. This is a priceless treasure that Mahaprabhu has come to freely bestow upon the people of this world. That gift has not been bestowed by any other previous incarnation of the Lord. The love that was bestowed previously mostly pertained to the love of Vaikuntha, where the Lord was worshipped with awe and reverence, where the Lord was worshipped with the conception that He is the Lord. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is not worshipped as the Lord or because He is the Lord. Krishna is simply worshipped because He is all attractive. And it is this sweetness and intimacy and intensity of love of Vrindavan that distinguishes it from the pure love of God that is found elsewhere in the spiritual world. So the love of Vrindavan is a very special kind of love of God, a very intimate form, and it is this that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. And furthermore, in this age of quarrel, hypocrisy and bad qualities, where is that person who has the power to do austerities and meditation like in the previous ages? So in this age when most people, all of us are fallen, we depend on the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without whom spiritual progress, freedom from the unwanted contamination of our hearts, and the attainment of pure love of God is not possible. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So it is 8:55 p.m. We have stopped right at time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.